Chai FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Dr. Dean Gerson, who is on the line. Dean, good afternoon to you, and thank you for being with us on 101.9 Chai FM.
Thank you.
Dean, I could have lived a couple of lifetimes, and I still would never have guessed that in the middle of the shtetl in Glen Hazel, there would be a zebra and two donkeys.
Yeah, so I didn't know it was going to cause such a stir. And a little bit of backlash, but let me try and share for your listeners, give you a bit of background to the situation.
Do.
So, most people know I'm a ENT doctor and MOEL, but it started as a child. I was going to be a vet, and it was too sad. I did a lot of work shadow and job shadowing, and I couldn't do it. My mom ran an animal charity since I was a little child, so we always had strays at home. And from abandoned lambs that we used to have to bottle feed, to dogs and cats, and we lived next door to a vet, and whatever was stray and needed a home, whether it was wild or... We used to take in any strays with my parents. Our house was open to people and to animals. We used to take in everything from sheep, dogs, cats, rats, mice, rabbits, and we used to bottle feed with necessary. So it was always part of my life. My mother still runs an animal charity in Santon called SOC, and they do township feeding for people and for cats and dogs, catching and sterilizing. She has feeding schemes for like ferals and strays. So we've always been in an animal rescue family. And a few weeks ago during lockdown, we heard about this story of a zebra who was tame. His mom rejected him at birth, and he was brought up by a farmer with his horses bottle fed and hand reared, and was a pet, lived in a person's house and garden on this farm. And now during winter, he hasn't got enough grazing. So he needed to find a place for the zebra. And we're very worried that he was either going to go to like a, you know, a circus or petting zoo or a hunting farm, because there was interest from all these places. So we contacted a wildlife vet who, yes. He came on Monday. With his permit and obviously full veterinary supervision, was darted and sedated and transported. And we're trying to find a new place for him. So there's a few options, but it's just depending on permits. He's only allowed in Gauteng. He's not allowed out of the province for the moment because of lockdown and Department of Agriculture and Wildlife rules. So we've got a few options.
Okay.
We've also rescued a miniature horse before. He's staying at Club Street Kennels, on the Huddle Park golf course. And we've got a little goat, that we also rescued. He's now at a farm in Michaelisburg. So we have, a few options just pending on what the license says. So for now, I walked past this house on Shabbos that was empty and unoccupied for the past 2 years. It's got a massive 1 acre garden, plenty of grazing land, and we brought him here on Monday with permission of the owner. So he's been living there for a few days. Yeah, so he's here, and I didn't think it would cause that. I mean, maybe it's just because I'm used to this and this is my life and we've grown up with it, but there was a zebra at the gate, you know, like of the garden, and some pictures went viral, and I started getting calls, and then I started getting actually a bit of backlash. Is this ethical? Is it cruel? But people didn't know the background to the story, so I sent out a voice note saying, listen, it's all, you know, the SPCA in Santa knows about it, the inspectors know about it, it's all being supervised and monitored by vets, and this isn't a permanent solution, but for the moment, he's in a place where he's got a lot of shelter, and he's got food and water and lots of grazing. And it's just, I guess, a bizarre thing that I didn't think would be so bizarre as Ebra and Glen Hazel.
What an amazing, amazing story.
So, yeah, he's here for the moment. I don't know where he will move. But we've got rows and rows of people that like, are coming outside to see him. I just hope. I was quite flustered earlier because of the backlash that I got for it, before people knew the rescue story behind him. But he's gorgeous and he's friendly and he loves children and dogs, and you can pat him, and he eats from your hand. So he behaves more like a dog or a horse than a zebra, because that's how he's brought up.
Dean, what a lovely story, man.
He can't be released back in the wild, unfortunately. Yeah, so he can't be released back in the wild. So we're just going to have a good place. He'll probably end up with one of my horses, in a nice big paddock but we'll see how it goes and what the permits.